me about your song, All We Have.
All We Have is literally about time. It's about how, I know a lot of people say, you know, like, I've actually had a lot of feedback where people are like, but time, we don't have any time. And all I can think is, but literally time is all we are given. And you have to, you know, do the most with your time or else it's over. And so when I was writing the lyrics for All We Have, I was up in Chilliwack. My stepfather was battling cancer. I was up there helping take care of him with my mother. And a lot of words came to me, a lot of inspiration came to me from that. And I was thinking about life and mortality and his life. And it's about how time is, you know, the one thing that we have, and we have to make the most of it. And it's over so fast.
Very powerful and relatable lyrics.
Thank you.
When do you personally feel most at home? When you're writing, recording, or performing live?
They're all so different. So I don't know if any of them are really more, like, I don't know if I feel at home more so with one than the other. I think they all give me very different feelings. So, like, writing for me is very quiet. And then recording is, like, I find recording super fun. It's challenging and it can be frustrating. And then performing, there's so much energy. Sometimes when we're performing with a full band, it's a lot more energetic. And then we also perform as a duo, so it's a little less energy, but it's still, you know, it's fun and there's lots of people around. And I'm not sure. I think the most natural to me is probably writing. But I love recording and I love performing.
Some of your performances include at Canadian Music Week, and you've also opened for some great bands, including The Lion, the Bear, the Fox, Miss Quincy, and Sky Wallace. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
Yeah, I think for me, the most memorable would be our EP release that just happened. We weren't opening for anyone, and we do love opening for people because it's super fun to... there's less pressure on us, and it's super fun to share the stage with such talented artists. But our EP release, we curated the show with our friends. We had Porto and Little Crow play the show with us, and then we also had a full band, so we hired musicians to play with us, and it was just such an amazing night.
What's the very worst piece of advice you've ever been given about this career?
Oh, God. I've got to dig deep for that, because I feel like if I was given bad advice, I would just, like, let it roll off my back and just keep going. I don't know. That's so tough. it's one of those things where if someone's going to give you bad advice or tell you really what to do or anything, you just have to ignore that and just continue doing what you want to do, because ultimately it's your decision and it's your life. And, you know, no one can make those decisions for you.
What advice would you give to other young musicians who might be just trying to get started?
I think just to continue. It gets really hard, and people could tell you that you're not going to make it, or that you're not good enough, or you could compare yourself to other people. I do that all the time. I compare myself to other artists, and you just need to realize that you're unique and that you are, there's only one of you, and there's space for that. So I think that to continue with your art and continue with your message, and don't let anyone stop you, and don't let anyone bring you down.
What's on the horizon for Hollow Twin over the next few months?
We are in the midst of planning a summer tour, which details are yet to be confirmed. We're recording a surprise song with Ryan Worsley, which will be released in the fall. And yeah, we're just continuing just working and just keeping the ball rolling.
Do you have a website we can check out to keep track of upcoming performances and your new release?
Yeah, it's hollowtwin.com.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Bound by Blood. What can you tell me about that one?
Bound by Blood is our single that we released prior to The River Saw Everything. And we recorded it with Nigel Asplin. And I wrote it about family and how money can get in the way of human connection, and greed kind of takes over and kindness falls away. And so, that's what that is.
Wonderful. Becky, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thank you.
Nothing left between us.